The Alamo and Texas Independence by
Leo,
Jack,
Zach,
Drew,
Kisa,
and Eva.
Way back in 1821, Mexicans told Americans to come down to Texas. Stephen Austin was one of the first Americans to move, and he encouraged others to do so as well.
Come join me, Stephen Austin, down in Texas, a place where all the best things in life can be found.
The Americans and their families had land, and they were happy, but not for long. Soon, it started to get pretty crowded.
After about 15 years, they decided they wanted independence from the Mexican government.
We want our slaves!
Yeah!
The Alamo was a fort, once a chapel, built in San Antonio, Texas.
When the Americans decided they were going to fight for their independence, the Mexicans attacked the Alamo, and a battle began.
We know what happened, but why did it happen?
The Americans started moving into Texas for land, but they were required to sign the Mexican Constitution.
Sign here.
When they moved in, they brought their slaves and were apprehended because of that.
No slaves! What kind of country is this? We can't have this tyranny. The people should make the laws.
This is Stone Cold Steve. I mean Stephen Austin. He was thought of as the creator of Texas.
And here's William Travis, a colonel who led a force to their doom.
He also wrote a letter during the battle stating,
I call on you in the name of liberty, of patriotism, and everything dear to the American character to come to our aid with old dispatch, victory or death.
On the other side, here's General Antonio Lopez de Santa Anna. He ruled Mexico, but in the Battle of San Jacinto, he was forced to sign a treaty, granting Texas its independence.
And finally, folk hero David, nicknamed Davy Crockett.
Since you have chosen to elect a man with a timber toe to succeed me, you may all go to hell, and I will go to Texas.
And good old Jim Bowie.
I carried a real big knife and wasn't afraid to use it.
They all died.
Most of the battles had taken place in eastern Texas.
The Alamo, Golanad, and San Jacinto were the three main battles, with two Mexican victories, and in the final, to gain independence, the settlers of Texas won the battle at San Jacinto.
Texas became part of America, which gained land for the U.S.
Hooray! Yay!
The Alamo was never forgotten, remembered as a brutal fight for independence with the slogan, Remember the Alamo.
It initiated another war between Mexico and America, the Mexican-American War.
Remember the Alamo!
Yeah!
In 1821, Stephen Austin starts inviting a lot of people to Texas to help settle and occupy unclaimed free land and bring lots of people and slaves.
In 1836, Texas, the Americans outnumbered the Mexicans 10-1 and brought some slaves with them, something forbidden by the rewritten Mexican Constitution.
On April 21st, 1836, Texas claimed independence and was finally its own country.